It's a 290-mile round trip from Eagle Butte to the Black Hills VA healthcare facility in Sturgis. But it's a journey some Native American veterans may have to take once healthcare services supported by the Veterans Administration on the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation and nearby areas come to an end in October. C.B. Alexander is Associate Operations Director for the VA Black Hills Healthcare System.
VA Black Hills Healthcare System had decided not to exercise any option years and received no bids for a contract for the community-based outpatient clinics in northwestern South Dakota. We had put out a solicitation for bids for a new contract. We did not receive any bidders. That solicitation closed on August 25th, and so to give our veterans as much notice as possible, we announced last week that we would not have a clinic up there.
Alexander notes that veterans in the affected areas can obtain care locally through the Veterans Choice Program. That program pays for approved health care services to any veteran who needs to travel more than 40 miles to a VA health care facility. But Cheyenne River Sioux Veterans Services Officer Robert Dunsmore isn't happy.
Nobody bid on these contracts, so we're asking questions why they didn't bid on it. Veterans Choice, that don't work anyway. You call that 800 number, you'll be on there on hold for at least a half hour before you get anybody. And then when you do make an appointment, there's no close providers.
As a result, Dunsmore has sent veterans as far as Omaha and Minneapolis for health care. Nor do Lakota veterans see Indian Health Services as an option, since they've already received poor service there. Dunsmore adds that there are also issues with veterans being billed for services that should have been paid through the Veterans Choice Program. Cheyenne River Sioux tribal leaders are calling for a meeting with the VA Black Hills Healthcare System's director to address their concerns. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.